Back in December, the tax department projected that property taxes might spike by an average of 12% next year. That won't happen, but property taxes will still go up. And the tool that lawmakers are using at Governor Phil Scott's urging to hold the line on Vermont's arguably most hated tax comes with its own set of problems. For this week's edition of the Capitol Recap, Vermont Public's Lola DeFore joins me now to talk about what it means to buy down the rate. Hi, Lola.
Hey, Mary.
Okay, so this week, House lawmakers advanced a property tax bill to pay for next year's school spending, and estimates at this point suggesting we're looking like at roughly a 7% hike. And while that's high, it's obviously lower than the 12% that's initially forecast. So how did we get here?
Well, first of all, schools did cut their projected spending by about 2%, so that helped. But also, lawmakers at this point are looking to use about $75 million in one-time money to artificially discount property taxes.
Can you explain what that means, to artificially lower taxes?
Well, they're using one-time money to do this. School spending is an ongoing expense. To lower property taxes in a way that's not temporary, you either have to cut spending or create additional ongoing revenue. But what we're looking at here relies on surplus funds. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle will often acknowledge that doing this, it's called buying down the rate, it's pretty bad policy. It actually creates a fiscal cliff that you then have to climb out of the next year. About half of the spike we're seeing this year is because we used $118 million last year to keep property taxes flat. But this is a habit lawmakers can't really seem to break.
Well, why is that? Why can't they seem to try a different method here?
Well, Vermonters are screaming for relief. And while this is temporary relief and potentially fiscally problematic, a lot of lawmakers will say they feel compelled to offer that relief. It is also an election year. Democrats are perceived as caring less about affordability than Republican Governor Phil Scott. And Scott, who is very popular, has made it very clear that he is going to use that to his advantage in November.
Does Scott actually agree with what lawmakers are doing here then?
Yes and no. He actually wants lawmakers to buy down rates much more aggressively. House lawmakers want to hold about $50 million in reserves to kind of smooth over the spike that we are almost certainly going to see next year. But Scott is saying no, spend that all now. That would reduce this year's increase to about 4%, but it would leave us vulnerable to an even sharper increase the following year. Scott already has put out a statement slamming House lawmakers, saying a 7% increase is unacceptable.
Okay, so the question on everybody's minds, what comes next?
This bill has a long way to go. The full House still has to vote on it, and then the Senate has its say. We'll have to see how lawmakers respond to Scott's very sharp and public messaging about this as the session unfolds.
That's Vermont Public's Lola DeFore walking us through the latest in property taxes and discussions happening under the Golden Dome in Montpelier. For the Capitol Recap, thanks so much, Lola.
You bet. Thanks, Mary.